and a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I could imagine, well, I not only imagine, but I've lived it. The whole rejection letter from a college, right? Or a university. You're in high school. You're applying. You're like, yes, I want to get in. And then they're like, yeah, no.
I didn't really apply to many. I think I only officially applied to one, and that was the one I went to.
Well, it was lucky you got in then.
Yeah.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without sending a ton of welcome student emails to prospective students,
No.
Only to have to send a follow-up email saying you haven't been accepted yet, you're doing okay.
No. Oh, no, no. You don't tell them, yes, you can come, and no, you can't.
Yeah, that's Georgia State University. They accidentally sent about 1,500 of those welcome emails.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, technically, it wasn't a acceptance letter, but... I mean, the kids who got them, they implied that, yes, you're in, right? So the school realized what they had done and then sent kind of retractions.
Oh, no.
Explaining the error and telling students that, well, you're still being considered.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And then later, sorry.
Yeah, right, I guess. But
just buying them some time to be like, oh, no, it wasn't a complete and total mistake. Like, you're still in the running.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, some of the kids that really wanted to go to Georgia State and had that emotional roller coaster, you know, one of the moms said, well, you know, she's not going to talk about it. She won't come out of her room all day. She's just very disappointed. But, you know, hey, I get it. You know, life's filled with disappointments. And Georgia State says, hey, you know what? We're going to triple check the process in the future.
Yeah, probably should. Before we hit send, let's make sure email says what it should.
And then when it messes up again, then you know what? We're going to quadruple check the process.
Yeah, we're just going to
quintuple check the process.
But don't they send out actual letters in the mail for that? Isn't that still how they do that? Or is it just an email now?
My daughters just went through this process. And yes, they did get both an email and a physical letter. They got both.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They get both.
Yeah,
okay.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without sending the, hey, welcome to the school, and then, whoops, sorry, email, and you're doing okay.
We were a little premature in saying that.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story. Thanks.